Howdy, howdy. This is Lily from Madecraft Game, and you're listening to Season 3 of Reading Rulebooks. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out madecraftgame.com for more content. This season, I accidentally planned a ton of Nitzia games, so I figured, why not dive in and do a whole Nitzia season? Today's Nitzia game is Lost Cities, the original card game. This is a game for two players. The Duel of the Explorers. Place your cards to form expedition routes that lead you to remote and mysterious corners of the earth. The Himalayan Mountains, the Central American Rainforest, the Egyptian Desert, a mysterious volcano, and the bottom of the sea. And if you are particularly daring, you can also bet on the success of an expedition with wager cards. But beware, this can backfire. If after three games you have the highest overall score, you win. Note, the game rules are very simple, but don't get the wrong impression. There is much more to discover in Lost Cities than it might seem at first glance. Game components. One game board, 72 playing cards, consisting of 54 expedition cards in 6 colors, values 2 through 10 in each color, and 18 wager cards, 3 per color. Preparation. Place the game board with the base game side facing up in the middle of the table between the two players. The base game side has 5 spaces for discard piles. Place the 12 purple playing cards, 9 purple expedition cards, and 3 purple wager cards in the box. They are not needed for the base game. Shuffle the 60 playing cards. Give 8 cards face down to each player. These are your cards. Organize the remaining cards into a draw pile and place them face down next to the game board. Have a pen or paper, or smartphone, ready to tally your scores. Object of the game. Each player's goal is to form expedition routes that, after subtracting the expedition costs, earn the player as many discovery points as possible. You set up the expeditions by forming a separate column of cards for each color. The numeric values within a column of cards must increase from card to card. You can place wager cards at the beginning of each column to multiply a column's value. At the end of the game, the cards in each player's columns are scored. Sequence of play. The oldest player begins. Afterwards, the players alternate turns. Each player only places cards on his or her side of the game board. During your turn, you must first play one of the cards from your hand. Only afterward are you allowed to draw one new card. 1. Play a card. Choose a card from your hand. You have two options. Option 1. Place a card in one of your expedition columns. You can use this card to start a new expedition or expand an existing expedition. To do this, place the card face up on your side of the game board, below the space for the discard pile of the corresponding color. You may only place additional cards at the end of a column. Place the cards in a column overlapping each other in such a way that the numbers of all the cards are clearly visible. Important: each new card you place in a column must have a higher value than the most recent card you have placed in this column. A wager card may only be placed at the beginning of a column. You may place multiple wager cards on an expedition. However, as soon as you have placed a number card on an expedition, you can no longer place any wager cards on this expedition's color. Or, option 2, discard a card. If you don't want to, or can't, place a card on an expedition, you must place a card from your hand face up on the game board. More specifically, on the space for the discard pile of the corresponding color. In this manner, 5 discard piles are formed during gameplay, 1 of each color. The card should be placed on the piles so that only the top card is visible. 2. Draw a card. Draw a new card into your hand. You have two options. Take the top card from the draw pile, or take the top card from one of the 5 discard piles if there is a card there. Important: you are not allowed to draw the same card you have just discarded. Once you have drawn a card, your turn ends. End of the game and scoring. The game ends as soon as a player draws the last card from the draw pile. Note: near the game's end, the players may agree to fan out the face-down draw pile a little and count the remaining cards to enable the players to estimate the number of turns before the game ends. When the game ends, each player's expeditions are scored. To do so, tally up the values of all cards in each expedition, each column of cards. From each column's sum, subtract 20 points. This is the expedition cost for that column. Important! If you have not placed any cards of a certain color, no expedition costs are incurred for this color. After deducting the expedition costs, if 1, 2, or 3 wager cards were placed at the beginning of a column, multiply the results by 2, 3, or 4, respectively. Hence, a column can earn you positive or negative points. If you haven't placed any cards of a certain color, you don't earn any points for this color. Furthermore, each column consisting of at least 8 cards earns its player a bonus of 20 points. Important, this bonus is not multiplied by wager cards. Write down the number of points obtained by each player. Then start a new game as described in the preparation section. This time, the player who has the most points goes first. If, after 3 games, you have the highest overall score, you win. Variant: long game with 6 expeditions. The long game is played the same as previously described, but with the following changes. During game preparation, flip game board over to the long game side with 6 expedition spaces. Then shuffle all 72 cards, including the 12 purple player cards. Scoring example. A player has placed the cards as shown on the image of page 4 of the rulebook. The yellow expedition has the 5, 8, and 10 card. This means the sum of the expedition is 23. 20 is subtracted for the expedition cost, leaving a total of 3 points. There were no wagers made on this column, so the column is worth a total of 3 points as no bonus was incurred. The white column has 1 wager card and no other cards. The sum of this column is 0. The expedition cost is minus 20 because a card exists in this column. The subtotal would be minus 20. The wager is times 2 because of the wager card, so the total of this column is negative 40, as the expedition costs were multiplied. No card bonus was gained from this column. The blue expedition has no cards in it. This means there is a sum of 0. There are no expedition costs, and the column is worth 0 points total. The green column has a wager card, a 3, a 5, and a 7. This is a sum of 15. The expedition cost is minus 20. The subtotal of this column would be minus 5. The wager would multiply this column by 2, giving the column a total of negative 10. There is no card bonus for this column. The red expedition has 2 wager cards, a 2, a 3, a 5, a 7, an 8, and a 10. The sum of this column is 35. The expedition cost is minus 20. The subtotal of this column is 15. The 2 wager cards makes the wager times 3 for the column, multiplying the 15 by 3 for a total of 45 points. There are 8 cards within this column, so a 20-point bonus is applied. Adding the total from all 5 columns gives the player 18 points. As you can see in the example, it is better not to start an expedition in the first place if you can't bring it to a satisfactory conclusion. Also, you should only play wager cards if you have enough cards for an expedition and there is still time to place those cards. And that is the short and sweet rulebook for Lost Cities. Now, I made this more difficult for myself because I printed out this rulebook and then I stapled it on the wrong side. So I was reading it backwards, which was a little bit more confusing than it needed to be. However, I will point out one part of the rulebook that I found quite peculiar, which was page 2. And this is directly in comparison with page 3, and this has nothing to do with the game. This is straight up rulebook layout that I just need to like talk about for a second. So page 2 has the preparation section on the left, the object of the game section on the right, and the sequence of play section on the bottom left and right of the page. However, page 3 has the sequence of play fully on the left and the end of game and scoring fully on the right. So when I first looked at the rulebook, I saw preparations, sequence of play, object of the game, and then the second part of sequence of play for page 2. Now, I figured it out, obviously, but from a quick glance, that could be kind of confusing. So it is the first time I've kind of seen the layout of the rulebook change from page to page, so I found that a little bit more fascinating too, because typically you finish the first left column before going to the right column, but this one split the page in half as well to basically make it two pages. I do wonder if they wanted the preparation and object of the game on one page and then sequence of play on a second page, but that made the rule book too long or added an extra page, which they were trying to avoid. This game seems interesting. I have not played it before, but I have played Battle Line, which has a kind of similar similar line battle feel. However, Lost Cities doesn't really interact. There's not really much interaction. Actually, there's basically no interaction between the two players. The only real decisions that could affect another player is where you draw your card from, be it the main pile or the discard piles. The fact that you can draw from the discard piles of the particular expeditions is very interesting because it means if you are going to hate draft or keep something from the other player, you have to keep it in your hand, because if you discard it, you're effectively giving it to the other player, which may or may not be something you'd want to do. So I feel like Lost Cities is kind of like a nice version of a line battler, where you're more just trying to kind of prop yourself up and do the best you can with what you have without negatively impacting the opposite player. It looks like the purple cards really are just to add length to the game. I'm not really sure if it really... I don't imagine that it would change the game significantly in terms of playstyle, but that's just what I get from reading. If it does, I will be surprised, but someone should tell me, because that seems fascinating if that has that big of a change. Overall, this seems just kind of like a fun, sweet... This just seems like a fun, short, sweet game. There's definitely a very big luck element, because you want lower cards to start and higher cards at the end. Having a hand of 8 really can help offset the amount of cards and give you a little bit more room to move. Being able to draw from discard piles is just as important. The wager cards are very interesting because you are basically saying, I'm going all in on a column before maybe necessarily having the cards to play in that column. Like in the example, they put down a wager card in white. Now, it most likely would have been better to discard this wager card rather than play it, but there could have been a chance where they played it thinking they could get some cards from the discard pile, and then the other player was able to draft those cards away from the player in the example. The fact that wager cards have to be played first is also very interesting because it is definitely a gamble. I can see why wagering on an expedition can severely backfire. What I do find interesting is that the wager cards are actually shuffled into the draw pile. So it is random when you get them. You don't necessarily have an ability to control when you get or if you get the wager cards. It's just they show up in your hand or they don't. The limitation of play also seems like something that I would particularly enjoy. Honestly, after reading this rulebook, I kind of want to play. And that's not a kind of, I do want to play. I think this seems like a lot of fun. I like the very puzzly aspect vibe of it, but it's definitely what I would refer to as a nice game because it just doesn't have any attacks. So very cool, short, and sweet two-player game. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to check out MCG on other social media platforms or go to madecraftgame.com for more content. And I hope you enjoy playing the game.